Okay. We're on Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. We are four lines from the bottom. Today is the 29th day of Tammuz. I thought we would do something different today. Today is the yahrzeit of Rashi. Today is the 900th yahrzeit of Rashi. He was... What? I don't know about that. Anyway, today is the 900th yahrzeit of Rashi, and I felt le'ilu nishmaso, we'll try to do all the Rashis inside today. We'll see how we can go. Anyway, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. It said, the Mishnah had said that if v'chein ha-godeles, that if a woman braids her hair, so the Gemara says, godeles, kocheles, pokeses, mishomayim mechayiv, if a woman braids her hair or puts eye makeup, or she pokeses, it's a machlokes. Either it means she does something with her hair. Somehow she fixes her hair, or she puts on some kind of makeup, some kind of a dough, a paste on her hair. Rashi had said, "Mishomai mechayev." Why you chayev for those things? Am Rabbi Avin, Am Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Godeles mishom oreges. When you braid, you chayev for weaving. Kocheles, when you put the eye makeup on, mishom koseves, you chayev for writing. Rashi says, "Shemolicha machol sadeh ayin." You draw the eye makeup around your eye. Adam Hamolech kul masavev oath. Just like a person draws a pen around the letter. Same thing. And pokeses mishum tove. And pokeses yuchayev for spinning. Rashi says, shemetakenes saira, she fixes up her hair, bein etzbaotzeha with her fingers. Uposhtoso kishu nechrach. And she smooths it out when it gets all tangled. V'loshon hasheni, and according to the pshat that said that Pokeses was putting on dough, Ose may also betze kimin chut. She makes some kind of strands out of the dough, and therefore she's chayev. She would be liable for spinning. So Amar Rabbanan kamei derabbi avo v'chiderach ariga bekach v'chiderach kusiva bekach v'chiderach tavia bekach. Is that a normal thing? Is that a normal way of weaving? Is that a normal way of writing? Is that a normal way of spinning? No, El Amar Biavo, that's not normal. That's not the normal. That's not what the Mishkan was. That's not what we had in mind when we think of these malachos. El Amar Biavo, Ludidi Mefarshali Mina Derabiosi, Barbi Chanina, Kocheles Mishum Tsovas. That the reason why you can't put on this eye makeup is because it's dying. Godeles Upokeses Mishum Bone. And braiding and putting on and fixing up the hair or putting on some kind of makeup is some kind of dough is because of bone, because of building. So the Gemara asks, "V'chiderech binyan b'kach?" Is that a normal way of building? So the Gemara says, "In yes." K'didarash Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. It says, "V'yiven Hashem Elokim es hatzela," that Hashem built the tzela when He created Chava. Malamed shekiliyah Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Chava. It teaches us that He braided Chava v'hevia etel Adam, and He brought her to Adam. And the Baal Torah says that the word Vahavia is Gematria 24, alluding to the 24 adornments that a bride wears. That is in Yeshaya, there's a psukim there with 24 adornments. And that fits into the second explanation that Rashi said it was dough. The Rashi, if it was dough, so what building's going on? So Rashi, first of all, you have to still have a binyan for the braiding. But Rashi says that even that somehow fixing up, being misakin, so he took Chava and he made her more beautiful. So he somehow built her up in a certain sense, and that's also building. Shekein bekarke hayam, because in the islands of the sea, korin lekliasa benisa, they call a braider a builder. So you see that there's such a thing as building by the hair. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, godeles. If somebody braids her hair, or kocheles, or she puts on makeup, or pokeses, le'atzma, if she does it to herself, petura, she's pater. Why Rashi says, top Rashi, she'eni yichola livnos yafa, because she can't do a good job. Vein derech binyan, ele isha l'charverta. The only time it's binyan is if you're doing it to somebody else. Sheroeh, because you can see what you're doing, v'oth, and then you can do a good job. Fine, v'chein, and Rashi says, milsa achwisi de Shabbos li'isura. The Gemara is going to bring other things that are also to do on Shabbos. Hoyer of Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Isha lo sa'avir srak al paneha. A woman shouldn't put on makeup on her face. Why? Mipnei shetzavas, because she is coloring her face. Rashi says, Srak, Teva, Edom, red one, hu haba bekonim, it's made out of different reeds, shekorin, tifunin. Okay. And the Mechaber Paskins that way, in Simon Shin Gimel, he says, first of all, he says in Simon Shin Gimel, in Sif Chavav, it says, Asa lekloa isha sari b'shabbos, woman's not allowed to braid her hair on Shabbos, v'lo lahatir, kliyasa, she can't even remove the braids if they're there before Shabbos. But then the Mechaber says, but she can't part her hair with her fingers, not with a brush. We've done that already. And then Rashi says that the reason the Mishnah Brura says that the reason why you can't put on the makeup is because you're being toveya. And then he says that even though you don't have kavana to do it, he said it's a psik resha, right? Masha afla gaf tolom is kavanas l'tzviya. You don't have any kavana to do that, but psik resha, it's a psik resha. And then he says it's only asim midrabanan. He says only asim midrabanan. The ain tzviya midaraisa al or ha'adam. There's no tzviya midaraisa on the skin of a person. And then later on he says, on the bottom of the page, he says, "Umikol makom nira the ain kedai limchos makom shlo yishmu lo." Shouldn't protest if they're not going to listen anyway. It's only us in the Rabbanon, so we have that rule by Rabbanon. It's better that they should be a shogeg rather than a mazid. By the Raisa, we don't say that, right? Let them do that. We don't say, but if it's a Rabbanon, they're not going to listen anyway. So the better they shouldn't know. So he starts off by saying it's a Rabbanon. You have to say that first. And then he says, if it's a Rabbanon, if they're not going to listen, then don't tell them. Okay. Oh, so if you look in the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, you see the letter Aleph on Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph? The letter Aleph is a gigantic piece over there. So, well, Rashi had said, because you're writing. What's the difference? So the Rambam Paskins, what? Or maybe it's only the Rabbanon. So the Rambam Paskins, you see the gigantic piece here is explained, the Rambam Paskins, that putting on this eye makeup is Kusa Kosev. It's Mashma that we rejected all three. The weaving and the spinning, that he doesn't say. But the writing, he does. So they say maybe the Rambam had a different gear, so that's what this is, a whole long thing here, trying to explain. Like, how could the Rambam say that? We rejected it all. And like you said, it doesn't really think. I have to ask you wouldn't say kosev. You might say dying, smooth, whatever it is. You wouldn't say that. So they said maybe the Rambam had a different gear, so maybe the Rambam had a unique sheet about dying, that it had to last, that it doesn't last, so that it wouldn't be a problem of dying. Okay. Next, Tana Rabbanon Hacholev. If somebody milks a cow on Shabbos, the Hamachabets, or somebody makes he curdles the milk. Rashi says Hamaymid Cholav Bekeva. He puts the milk in the congealed milk into the stomach so that the rennet can work on it. Then Rashi doesn't like to have shot. He says Ali Nira Mechabets also come in Kli Gemi. He takes a reed basket. He puts the congealed milk in it. Umechal of shehein, and the milk that's there. Nisyove notvin velozin osan an kaidish, and it somehow seeps out, and the curds on the way get separated from each other. That's that. And the next one, v'hamagabein. If somebody makes cheese on Shabbos, kigrogris, yichay for a grogris. And then the Gemara says hamachabed. If somebody sweeps on Shabbos, v'hamarabeitz. Rashi says mechabed es habayis, v'hamarabeitz. And if somebody sprinkles water on the dust on Shabbos, b'mayim. Rashi says b'mayim laharbet es ha'avik shlo yale. He sprinkles the dust on the house, so the water shouldn't rise up. The dirt shouldn't rise up. In the olden days, they had dirt floors, so they used to sprinkle water on the dirt to keep it down, so it shouldn't go all over the place. V'harod dechalos devash b'Shabbos. And if somebody removes honey from a honeycomb on Shabbos, Chayiv Chatos, B'shogeg Shabbos Chayiv Chatos. If you do it by accident, you Chayiv Chatos, meaning these are all the Oraisa. Hizid B'yontif Loka Arboyim. If you do it on Yontif, B'mezid, you get Malchus, because there is no skill on Yontif, it's only Mezid. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. The Chacham say, Echadzev Yechadzev, Eino Mishum Shavos. No, all this is Aser Midrabanan. What is Echadzev Yechadzev? Was it Chayiv Chatos? Rashi says Lekamim Meforish Taimo. The Gemara is going to say later on the reason. Harod Dechalos Devash Chayiv Meshum Tolish. If you remove the honey from the honeycomb, that's Tolish because it's attached to the ground. Mechabeitz. If you make the curdling Chayiv Meshum Borer. It's a Borer. Mechabeitz Umerabeitz Meshum Bona. And if you sweep or put water on the dirt floor, you Chayiv Bona. Why? Because you have gumos in the house. right? You have, let's say, whole, you know, mounds and or dirt, and when you fill it up, when you sweep, or when you sprinkle and you fill that up, you're being bona in your house. So the Gemara said, the Rabbanan said, Echad zeh v'echad zeh, right? Echad Shabbos v'echad Yontif. It's only Mishum Shavuos. What does that mean? Dilma, maybe, kikonis lei, when you come in, when you do that, mismalin hagumos b'shat shebabayis me'elehen, the gumos will fill up, v'have binyan, and it's going to be a problem of binyan. So the second Tosfos says, hamachave b'hamarabetz, he says, wait a minute, if you're going to, what's going on here? I'm not allowed to sweep my house. Why not? Because maybe, what's going to happen? Maybe I'm going to do bona. How am I going to do bona? Because I have these dirt, my house is a dirt floor, and I'm going to smooth it out, I'm going to make it nice. So Tosfos says, is it a psik resha or not? Is this definitely going to happen or not? If it's not going to happen, why are they asur it? And if it's definitely going to happen, how could they be machlokas? That's what Tosfos says. How could they be machlokas? Is it going to happen or is it not going to happen? If it's a davar she'eino mitzchavein, why are they asuring it? It can't tell me that the only holding of Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda held it was only asur mid rabbanon, and here they said chayav b'chatos. The rabbanon say Rabbi Elazar says chayav b'chatos. So what are they arguing? What's going on here? So Tosfos tells us a very difficult answer. Tosfos answers to arguing about whether or not it's a psik resha. Right? That's what the machlokas is about. Exactly. So the machlokas is a metzias. Either it is a psik resha or it's not a psik resha. Right? Tosfos says v'yesh lomar. He says the b'hal peligi. Rabbanan tzavri d'avi psik resha. Rabbanan tzavri it's a psik resha. Rabbanan tzavri d'lo havi. It's not. So what's going on here? So some of the Mepharshim explain what Tosfos is driving at is they're not arguing whether or not it's a psik resha. That they can't argue on that. The way they explain Tosfos is it's not really a psik resha. It's karov the psik resha. It's not going to certainly happen, but it's pretty much it's going to happen. It's a rove it's going to happen. Does that have the din of a psik resha or not? And that's what they're arguing in. It's not a machlokes metzias. It can't be. They're arguing in whether Karov Psik Resha, I think the Ritva says it for the Rajma, Karov Psik Resha. That's what Tosfos is driving at. It's not 100% guarantee. 90%, 85%. Is that at the din of a Psik Resha also? That's the Machlokas. Okay. Rav Nachman Bar Gurya igloi l'Naharda. Rav Nachman Bar Gurya went to Naharda. Boy Mine, he asked him, Cholev Mishumai Mechayev. Why is Cholev milking a cow? Why is that Chayev? Amalhu Mishum Cholev. This is milking. Mechabeitz mishumayim mechayev. What about this curdling? Why? What about that? Why is that chayev? Amalahu mishum mechabeitz. Because of mechabeitz. Megabein. What about making cheese? Mishumayim mechayev. Amalahu. He told him that mishum megabein because he's making cheese. So Amrulei. So he told him Rabach katal kani ba'adma. Your Rebbe cut down reeds in a swamp. What does that mean? Rashi says chotech kanim in ha'agam. He cut down reeds from the swamp. Havilo yada lefarish mishnah. He didn't know how to be mefarish in mishnah. What's the metaphor? So I saw, because if you don't care, and if you don't work at having a reed garden and having a garden, it's not going to look good. Same thing over here. Your Rebbe didn't care. He just told you whatever. He's like cutting that reed. He's just you know without care, without toil, just cutting at will. That's what he was driving at. That's what your Rebbe did. He didn't tell you anything. He doesn't know how to explain anything. Habi also shol be midrasha. When they went to the base of Medrash, amrulei hachove cholev chayev mishum mafarek. If you cholev, if you milk, you chayev because of mafarek. Rashi says, k'mo mafarek masoi, like when you unload a load, right? Sheporek ochel mimakom shenis chaseh, you remove the food from where it's contained, bo, in it, by we told us dosh. It's a tolda of dosh. The isti amri told the kotzer. Some say it's told of kotzer. Velohi, that can't be true. The lav mechuberhu, because this cow is not mechuber. Ella pocket v'akir. It's removed and it's contained in there. V'koy ba'atini hadat. It's at the end of the udder. Kitvua v'kashe. Just like kernels are in the wheat. V'loshon mefarik nami lo shayach lemeimar el loshon tolish. Then the word mefarik doesn't make any sense. It rather should say the word tolish. So Rashi says it can't be kosher. It's a told of dosh. Tosfos says it's a told of mamachik. That when you take out the milk from the udder, somehow it's mamachik. It's smoothing. Others say it's a tolda of gozes, right? Shearing. So you're taking out the milk, you're shearing. Others say it's a problem of borer. And according to them, the Taz says that, according to him, if it would be Ochel Mitoch Tzolos, it would be okay. You do it right away, it would be okay. It's a problem of Borer. Anyway, either I believe that the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber Paskins like Rashi. That's a problem of it's a told of Dosh. Anyway, fine. Mechaber Tzchai Mishnah Borer. You're right, Mechaber is the problem of Borer, because he's selecting the good from the bad. Rashi says Ochel Mitoch Tzolos. And Megaben is Chayav Mishum Boneh. Making cheese is Chayav because of Boneh. So Tosfos asks a question, and he says as follows. We know that any Malacha that's Mutter on Shabbos, sorry, any Malacha that's Mutter on Yontif, because of Ochel Nefesh, then it's Mutter even if it's not for Ochel Nefesh, as long as you have a reason. For example, I'm allowed to carry on Shabbos, because I want to bring my I want to bring the food to my neighbor. It's for cooking, so I'm allowed to bring my machzor to shul, right? Mitoch. Since I'm allowed to carry for a reason for Shabbos, for Yontif, for cooking, for needs, I could do it for any reason, right? I can't just carry for no reason, but if I have a reason, right? So if I want to light my fire on Shabbos to cook, I'm allowed to heat up the hot water if I want to wash my face or my hands, let's say, or for the baby, right? Which you can't do on Shabbos, but on Yontif I can. There's much more leniency. So Tosfos asks, if making cheese is usher for because it's building, and making cheese is for ochel nefesh, it's for food, so what if my house falls down on Yontif? Why can't I build it? If I could build for ochel nefesh, why can't I build for not ochel nefesh? So Tosfos answers, ein hachanami, you could. It's all midrabanan, it's usher. Unbelievable thing what he says. Then Tosfos says, if it's only us the midrabanan, then if my sukkah falls down on Yontif, I could tell the guy to rebuild it, because it's a mirul akum. It's only midrabanan. It's two midrabanans. We makom mitzvah. We allow it. Others say no. That you can't compare these two. I mean, fine. You know, we say it's binyan, but that would never permit any of the things Tosfos is suggesting. And other, I think the Rav Avadi Yosef has a question: if you slice cheese, is that soser? Right, that destroying, if making cheese is building, it's slicing it, destroying, it's a little far-fetched.
Bino went to it, exactly.
But this is all the lumdish discussion that comes about making cheese. Okay, fine. So, Hamachabed, if somebody sweeps, Hamarabed, or he sprinkles water on the dirt, Haharodeb, Chalas Dvash, Shogag, Beshabes, Chayev, Chatas, his it beyond if lokar boy. If you do it by a mistake, you chayav a chatas, meaning it's a daraisa. And if you do it by accident, if you do it on purpose, on yontif you're going to get malchus, and on Shabbos you're going to get skila. Divi Rabbi Eliezer, Amr Rabbi Eliezer, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's his reason? Where do you get this from? Because it says by Yohonasan and Shmuel, vayitpol osa biyaros hadvash. He dipped into the forest of honey. Why is the honeycomb called a forest? Where'd that word come from? What does the forest have to do with a honeycomb? Elalomalach, it's to tell you ma yaar hatolish bimeno b'shabes chayev chatas. Just like in a forest, you pluck off something in the forest, one of the trees, you're going to be chayev for plucking. Afcholos dvash harode bimeno b'shabes chayev chatas. So too, the same thing will apply on Shabbos. That same thing that if you remove honey from the honeycomb, that is kotzer, that is tolish. Ameimar shara zilcha b'mechuzah. Ameimar used to sprinkle water on the tile floor on the floor in mechuzah. Amar, he said, time amai Amar rabbanan dilma osi la'ashvi gumos. Maybe I'll come to level out the floor. Hacha leka gumos. There's no gumos here. Why? Rashi says, zilcha l'rabbi tabayis ritzbas avanim haisa. Ritzbas avanim. It was a stone floor. And then Rashi adds the words b'chol ha'ir. In the whole city. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Why did she say that for? Bechol ha'ir. Everybody had stone floors in the city. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Tosva, Ishkacha l'Ravina. Rabbi Tosva found Ravina to call Mitzar Mahavla. He was in pain on Shabbos. It was very uncomfortable in the house because it was so dusty. So va'amri le markashisha v'rei derava ashkechel, or others say that it was markashisha who found Rav Ashi the commentary bahavla, that Rav Ashi was uncomfortable because of the dust in the house. Amalei lo sovel amal ha'datanya. I wrote to Rav Ashi Zabayis, don't you not learn what we said? If somebody wants to, you know, get rid of the dust on Shabbos, sprinkle out some of the water on the dust. B'Shabbos maybe arivam le'amayim. Let him bring a bucket, a big container full of water. V'roches panav b'zavizu. Let him wash his face in one corner, and then what will happen? The water will fall onto the floor. The yadav b'zavizu, raglav b'zavizu. His hands in another corner, his feet in another corner. V'nimta habayis misrabeit me'elav. And what will happen? The house will be fine. Right, so Rashi says mehavlo shaya avak ola umar behevel. Right, the dust was coming up, and it was a lot of dust over there. So Amalei, so he answered back, lava daite. What does lava daite mean? Rashi says lo ha'isi zocher. I didn't remember. I didn't think about that. Rabbeinu pirshu lo severely. I don't hold from that. Either one. Either I don't hold from that, or I didn't think of that. Tana, we went to the brisa. Isha chachma. An isha chachma. What's an isha chachma? What's a smart woman? Listen to what Rashi says. Isha chachma. Isha talmud chacham. Either it's the wife of a Talmud Chacham, or Bash Talmud Chacham, or the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. That's what Isha Chacham is. Rashi Shama Me'avia. She learned from her father. That's what Rashi says. What does an Isha Chacham do? Merabet says, based on Shabbos, how does she get the house clean on Shabbos? Misrabet, one second. Oh, Isha Chacham, Merabet says, Bavayas B'Shabbos. Rashi says, Rochet says, Kitunios Bezu. Right, she washes the plates in one corner, the cups in another corner, same trickery, and then she gets the house nice and dust free. Then the Gemara ends off. Vo'idna, and now the Sfirulon Kribi Shimon, that we hold up of Shimon, that what the Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is okay, or Davar Shein Mitzchad is okay. There's no psik reishi here. Then Afil lechachila, you can sorry, Afil lechachila. Even the chachila you can do this on Shabbos. And Rashi says the Davar Shein Mitzchad in Mutter. You don't have kavana. You don't want the dust to rise, and we say that it's not a psik reisha. It's not definitely going to happen, but not a psik reisha. So the Mechaber paskins as follows. This gets to the whole question about sweeping floors on Shabbos. So the Ramah says the yesh machmirin. So the Mechaber brings down the shita. So what if it's the whole problem is if you have an earth floor. So what if you have a not earth floor? So the Mechaber is Mako. The Mechaber says you have who to rely on. He says Yesh Matirin. Then the Ramah comes along and says V'yesh Machmirin Afilu B'Merutzaf. Even if the floor has tiles, it's Merutzaf. Even if it's Merutzaf, you should be Machmir, not sweep the floor. V'chein Noagin De'ein L'Shanos. Shouldn't change the Minog. Right? Don't worry. The Bir Halacha comes along and saves us. And he says, Ayin Mishnah Brura, Tatam Mishum de Gazrinon, Merutzaf Atu Eina Merutzaf. We're making a Gzeira, a nice floor, Atu, a dirt floor. And then the Mishnah Brura says, that's from the Sefer Truma, he says, Vihine Lefize, Im Kol Bate Ha'ir. If every house in the city, so Rashi said, every house in the city, oh, I'll call Panim, Ruvam, or most of them, the Mirutzafim ba'avanim obolavanim, they have a stone or tile, right? Then mut after the mutulachaber, then it's not a problem. There's no gzera. What's the gzera? Atu, no one has it. It's not going to come up. And Rabbi Riviat holds that way. He says it's okay. He says the only thing you have to be careful of, you shouldn't use those old straw brooms because they might crack. But if you use one of those, one of these brooms, not going to crack. That's not a problem. And therefore, on carpeting is a whole different problem. Carpeting, you have problems of malabing. If you're cleaning the carpeting, if you're sweeping it and you're cleaning the carpeting, separate problem of malabing. That's a whole different discussion. But if it's a wood floor or a tiled floor, you can sweep. As long as you make sure the broom's not going to break, you can sweep. You can sweep. It's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah comes up with that, and that's how Ribiad even has a whole discussion about it, but he ends up saying, with a broom that's not going to crack, it's not a problem at all.
Okay. How do you know it's not a low plug?
So he said it wasn't a low plug. That's what the Berurah saves us all. Right? Because the Ramah says you have to be Machmir. Right? Gzeira. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but not so fast. Because it's all based on the Rashi. Rashi stopped those extra words, B'chol Ha'ir. Right? So if it's B'chol Ha'ir, then the Gzeira never got off the ground. Okay, next the Mishnah. Hatolesh me'atzat nakuf chayev. If somebody has a flower pot, and the flower pot has a hole in it, so the nourishment is coming from the ground, and you pull off a flower in that flower pot, you are chayav for tolish on Shabbos. V'she'ena nakuv, but if it doesn't have a flower, it doesn't have a hole in it, potter your potter. For Rav Shimon, potter bazeh u'bazeh. He's potter by both. So why does he say by both? We'll see in a minute. Rashi says, it's like it's mechubar. It's like it's attached to the ground. The yonek min hakarka, it's nourishing from the ground. Al yedei hanekev shemariach luchlachios. Through the hole, it's getting the nutrients. Hakarka. Tafil hanekev bedofno. Even if the nekev is on the wall of the pot, which is going to become relevant later on. Even if that's the case. Fine. So Rami le Abaye le Rava. Abaye says to Rava, for Rami le Ravacha barav le Rav. Tanan, our Mishnah said, that Rav Shimon poter bazeh u'bazeh. The Rav Shimon said they're both potter. What does that mean? That means that no matter what kind of flower pot it is, you are not going to be tolish. The only time you can be tolish something if it's a mechubah to the ground. It's not mechubah to the ground. And since, so therefore you're not going to be chayav tolish. Right? Zoreya, the Achronim point out, you can do Zoreya in a flower pot. But tolish you can't. The only time tolish means it's attached to the ground. So, but since Rav Shimon went out of his way to say, potter bazeh u'bazeh, he must hold. This is the assumption. He must hold that he always agrees throughout Shas that a flower pot is the same whether it has a hole or not. So Alma Nakov L'Rav Shimon Kishen Nakov Mashvilei. A flower pot with a hole in it is no different than a flower pot without a hole in it. For a minute, but I'll ask you a steer on that. Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon says Ein Bein Nakov L'Sheein Nakov. There's no differences. They're all the same. Ella one case. What's the case? Ella Lahachshiz Royan Bilvad. To be machshir food. We all know that food cannot be ready to be makabel tumma unless it was wet. Had to have been wet once upon a time. It doesn't have to be wet at the time it's going to transmit the tumma, but it had to have once been wet in its existence. The wetness could not have been when it was attached to the ground. Because if it's attached to the ground, everything's wet. It rains. So it had to have been after it was attached, then it got wet, now it's ready to be makabel tumma. That's the halacha. What if it's in a flower pot? So then Rav Shimon says, if the flower pot has a hole in it, I'm still going to consider it attached to the ground. And then it will not be, and it got wet in the flower pot, it's not going to be ready to be makabel tumma. What? What do you mean? Now, Rav Shimon said no. Rav Shimon said, if you pull off a flower from a flower pot with a hole, you're not chayav for tolish on Shabbos. He disagreed with that. But when it comes to tumah, then he agrees, right? Rashi says, "Hazorom b'socho otzitz nakuv." If you plant in a flower pot with an otzitz nakuv, ain't no makabel hechsher l'tumah. It's not going to be makabel to be hechsher tumah. For she ain't no nakuv, but if it doesn't have a hole in it, then makabel hechsher. Why? The tole shu, because it's detached. It's in a flower pot now without a hole in it. It's totally detached. Rav Shimon ka'amalev achi garsino. Rav Shimon omer ein bein nekev. The ilu rabbanon ikatuva. The rabbanon hold there are a lot of more cases, Stewie. The rabbanon say there are a lot more cases where with the distinction. Daha mechay ve'anokov mishum Shabbos. First of all, Shabbos. U'patri she'ein anokov. And they're pot to you if there's no nakov. Right? But Rav Shimon pot to you even if there is a hole by Shabbos. So why is Rav Shimon only finds one case? Right? So the Gemara answers, amalei l'chol mili. Rav Shimon Ketolesh Mashvalei. Really, Rav Shimon holds that a flower pot with a hole in it is always considered detached. So on Shabbos, you're not chayav tolish. It's detached already. For shiny little inin's tumah, but tumah is different. Why? The Torah ribs the tahira, etzel zroyim, because the Torah gave a special heter that these things should be considered attached and should not be makabel tumah yet. Shenemer akol zera zeruah asher yizareya. All those words. So what does that mean? Since the Torah went out of its way to tell me that the only time I am chayev, the only time a seed, a fruit, is going to be royal to be mekabel tumah, is if it's something that you could plant already, meaning it's totally detached, so even if it's a smattering of attached, it's considered attached. So Rav Shimon says, even if it's in a flower pot, it's a little bit connected, then it can't be mekabel tumah. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, l'chol mili, l'shabbos, v'shabbos, if something's attached, you can't be acquire it with kesef. You have to do meshicha. Oval a pruzbol. She'eno nichtav el ala karka. Killing about a pruzbol on something that's attached. So does a flower pot fall into that? Is a flower pot considered metalton or karka? All those things he doesn't hold as karka. All those things the Shimon disagrees. The only thing is tumah. Why? Asher yizareya. Kederach she'adam moti lizriya. Just like a person carries out a seed, lemute mechubur, kol dehu, to exclude attached, kol dehu, lahachi ahani zirios yitzevi, dekra, because he has an extra word in the pasuk, umiyush enonakuv talish gomerhu. But if it doesn't have a hole in the flower pot, then the insurance says it's completely detached. And that's why you hold, you're right, really you hold the flower pot's always one. But by tumah is different because of the pasuk. No. As long as it's nourishing. We're gonna get more about that right now. As long as it's nourishing. Right? Now, but it's exactly your question. A certain Saba asked Reb Zeira, Shoresh keneged nekev, if the shoresh, if the root of the something, whatever's in the flower pot, is keneged the hole. Right? In other words, the root is right there where that hole is. Ma'li amar Reb Shimon. What would Reb Shimon say to me? Rashi says, "Mi moded the hamachuber hu hai shorish." Would he agree at least in that case that it's mechuber because it's right lined up with the hole, so it's mamish getting nutrients from the ground, right? V'eat tolish li b'shabbos mechayev, and if you'd be tolish that on Shabbos, you'd be chayev. Does Reb Shimon agree to that? So the Gemara says, "Ishtik Reb Zera didn't say a word." V'lo amalei v'lo midi, didn't have an answer, right? Zimna. Chada Ashkeche diyasa v'ka'amar. Another time he was sitting there and he said as follows: Umod Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon agrees she'im nikev b'kidei taharaso, that if the hole was big enough to make the kli no longer tamei, the flower pot's a kli, but if the hole was big enough that it can no longer make that kli tamei, we're going to see what size that is. Then he agrees that it's nourished from the ground. Then Reb Shimon would agree. Rashi says, "Shim nikev ha'atzitz b'kedei taharaso." The flower pot has a hole big enough to remove any tumah from this flower pot. For shim nitma, and if it got tahar, if it got tameh, nitar b'shvi razu, it'll become tahar through this breaking, right? Because klicheres, which we're assuming this is, it'll become tahar if it broke. V'hainu kimotzi zayis, and that's the size of a zayis. If a klicheres is made to store food, shiurin b'kizaisim, the shiur is a kizayis. If the hole's bigger than a kizayis, it's no longer considered a kli. Umodir of Shimon, baha, the chash of mechubur, kalazarim shabasacho, the su lo havi kli. So if Shimon holds, if it's so big that it can no longer be mekamel tumah, it's not a kli anymore. We're going to get to the riman in a minute. Size of a kli. So once it's that big, the size of a kizayis, the Gemara is going to answer that a rimon, you have to have machshava for a rimon, because that's a little bit unusual. So normal, if you have a machshava for a rimon, then you're right, then the shear is a rimon. We have to have special machshava for that, because it's unusual. But the standard size, the standard shear is the size of an aleph. So if it got that big, it's not a kli anymore. If it's not a kli anymore, then the fact that it's a flower pot, it's not a flower pot anymore. It's not a kli. Therefore, it will be considered machshava to the ground. That's what Reb Zeira said. That much I know. I don't know about your question. Your question was if the shoresh is lined up. That I don't know. But if it broke already, that I do know. So Amalei hash the shoresh keneged nekev boy minach. I asked you the question about a root lining up with the hole. V'lo amarta li v'lo midi. You didn't have an answer for that. But nekev b'chdei taharasa miboya. This you do have an answer. In other words, I asked you an easier question. I ask you a question about if the hole is lined up with the root. And you're telling me an answer, well, if there's no hole anymore, it's not a kli. But where's the root? I'm asking you about the root. You don't have an answer for that. What you're telling me is a bigger chiddush. So the Gemara concedes that that's a valid point. Rashi says, Nekev b'chdei taharos v'yibayot, d'havi lon l'svuke b'behanach, you have a suffix by me, d'lav k'neged ha-nekev, because it's not lined up. When you answered me a different thing, well, if there's a hole in it so big, then it's considered mechuber. But what about if the root's lined up or not? That's an easier question, and you don't have an answer for that. But for this, do you have an answer? So the Gemara says, you're right, that's valid. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, V'i itmar lahadur b'zeira, hachi hu d'itmar. This is how it went down. This is the exchange. Umodir Reb Shimon, so he told him back, Reb Shimon admits, that if the hole is lower, that it could no longer hold a revius, if the hole is right near the bottom, even if it's on the wall, which is why Rashi said in Amud Aleph, even if it's on the wall, if the hole is low, that you can no longer fit a revius into this flower pot, then it will certainly lose its status as a flower pot. You're right. I don't have an answer to your question about if the hole is lined up to the root. I don't have an answer. But I know one thing. If it loses its status of a kli, if the hole is will render the kli not being able to hold a revius. That much I do know. As Rashi explains, she'im nikev lamata mi revius, meaning she'eno machzik revius min hanekev ulamata, it can no longer hold a revius from the hole and down to the bottom of the kli. The butcher may hachi because it's too small. Lav klihu, it no longer has the status of a kli. That could be even in the side. Your question about the bottom and the nourishment and the root, that I don't know. But I do know this. This has nothing to do with you. It's on the side. The hole's on the side. The hole's on the side. It's a whole different world. So I don't have an answer to your question. And that ends that discussion. Now, Amar Rava. Rava said, Chamesh midos b'kli cheres. There are five rules by a kli cheres. Rule number one. Nikev kimochi mashka. If it gets small enough that it can no longer hold... Nikev kimochi mashka. It gets a tiny hole in it that it could leak out. It could leak out. It's leaking out. There's a leak. The hole is so small that it leaks out. So the Gemara says, rule number one, tahar milatame gistera. It no longer will have the tumah of a gistera. A gistera is a shard. Halach is as follows. If a kli cheres breaks, it loses its tumah. It loses its tumah. But let's say it's broken and you have a piece now that could still hold a revius. Right? So that piece now will not lose its tumah because it can hold a revius in that broken shard. What if that shard has a hole in it? If the shard has a hole in it, and the hole is so small that water is leaking out, then it will not be able to be tame as a shard, as a gistera. Why not? Rashi explains, we're running out of time. Rashi explains, because if you have a kli and it has a little tiny hole that's leaking out, so we'll say, bring a shard, and we'll catch anything that's dripping out. But no one's going to say, bring a shard for the shard. If the shard has a hole in it, you won't use it. Okay? So if it has a hole in it that's small enough that water's leaking out, any broken piece of it is not going to become tame, because it's not going to have the din of a shard. But v'adayi kli hu l'kadesh bo mechatas. It's still a kli, you can still put the mechatas water in it. Why? So it has a tiny little hole. Some say because the mechatas is mixed with dirt. It's mixed with offer, it's mixed with other things, so it has a thick consistency. We're talking about a hole that's so small that nothing's going to leak out from this hole. So the kli is not totally saved, because it still has a capability of holding water in it. But nika bakones mashka, if the hole's so big that water can go into this kli, right? It's a bigger hole. If the water's so big, the kli's so big that water can go in, then tahar milakadesh bo mechatas. The kli will no longer be tame, right? Rashi says they're using tar and tar here, tar and tame in both ways, right? It's going to be tahar, meaning that it can't be tahar. They're using it in both ways. So if mashka tahar milakadesh bo mechatas, if the hole's so big that water can go into this kli, it's a bigger size, then you can no longer use it for mechatas. So it will become tahar. It cannot become tame regarding mechatas. But v'adayin klihu lahachshir bo zroyim. It could still be considered a kli to save zroyim, meaning to make zroyim eligible to be makabel tumah, because the hole's not big enough to be considered an atzitz. Even according to the Rabbanon, even though the Rabbanon will hold that you do have a flower pot with a hole that has rules, but here the hole is so small, so there's no nourishment at all coming from this hole, even if it's on the bottom, and any seeds in there are going to be considered detached, and they will be ready to be makabel tumah. Got that? What? But so even the Rabbanon would agree. They're both going to agree, right? Now nikev kishorish katan. If the hole's so big, Rashi says this is a bigger hole. If the hole's so big that you can have a root can grow from it through it, right? Then tahar milahachshir bozroyim, it'll become tahar to put seeds in there. Meaning, if seeds are in there, they're going to be considered attached to the ground, and if they got wet, it's going to have no. It's not going to matter one bit. In other words, they're still going to have to be detached in order to make them roy to be makabel tuma, because the hole's so big. But the adayin kli hu lekabel bozesim, it's still going to be considered a kli. It could still be makabel tuma because it could still put olives in there, right? Nikev kimotze zesim. But if the hole's so big that olives can't fit anymore, they'll fall right out. Then tahar milakabel bozesim, it'll become tahar from accepting zeithim because the hole's so big. But vadayin klihu lekabel bo rimonim, it's still going to be big enough to be mekabel rimonim, to be mekabel pomegranates. And Rashi says vadayin klihu lekabel bo rimonim sheim yachdav shuv lirimonim, if you set it aside to be mekabel rimonim, mekabel tuma mikan v'lahaba, it'll be mekabel tuma from right now. In other words, the hole got so, oh man, I can't, okay, you know what, I'm using it for pomegranates now. So the minute you have that machshava, you have changed this kli into a kli being roy to be makabel rimonim, and then it'll be tummy for that. And then Rashi says, oh, or, im ha'yim miyuchin l'rimonim itchila, or you all along had it in mind for a rimonim, then lo nitar, it's not going to become tar. Because even though the hole is the size of an olive, too bad, it's you still have a bigger shear, you have the shear the size of a rimonim, and therefore it never will become tar. Either way. Last one, nikav kimotze rimonim, if it gets so big the hole that it's the size of rimonim, then pata mikulam, you pata from everything. The assumption is that nobody would designate a kli, wow, what about watermelons? Nobody designates a kli that's going to have such a large hole, even if you can fit things in there. Now, v'im hukath, tamid pasel, we know that a klicheres has a unique halacha, that the only way that something can become tahar, tameh, in a klicheres is if it comes in through the opening. It has to come in through the opening. So if you seal this kli, but it has a hole in it on the side, and the hole, let's say, can be the size of an olive. So what's the halacha? And there's a mate in the room, and now you have this kli in the room, but it's sealed on top. So does the hole on the side allow the tumah to enter, or not? So the Gemara says, V'im hukaf tamid pasil, if you seal the top of the kli with a seal, then everything in the kli will be saved, will be tahar, even if there's a hole in it, ad sheyiftachas rubo, until rove of the kli is broken. That's bigger than the size of a pomegranate. Well, it depends how big the kli is. But, you know, we're talking a normal size kli, a whole lot of pomegranates, one hole the size of a pomegranate, still going to save everything as long as there's a hole, as long as it's sealed. Okay, that's it. What Rashi says, tar mikulam, she'im kli, ela im kein matzniyot. Okay, next one. V'im haya mukaf tamid pasil, v'hu b'ohameis, and it's in an ohel, ein tuma nichnas bo derech nekev, the tuma does not go in through the hole, umatzil al kol masha besocha, and it saves everything in there, not being tamei, ad sheyiftach rubo, dechol kli pasuach ksiv, because the pasuk in Chukah says v'chol kli pasuach, through its opening, derech pesach, through the opening, shnichneses lo tuma, that the tuma can go in only through the opening, v'lo derech nikavav, not through the holes. But if it's rove broken, then it doesn't have the din of a kli anymore, because it's rove broken, and then then it will be able to be mekabel tuma. So we'll stop here, and then tomorrow we will finish the parak, and we'll start the parak of Azorik. So for those who came late, we tried to learn all the Rashi's inside. Today's Rashi's yard site. Today's Rashi's 900th yard site. We tried to do it inside, Lila Nishmaso. And the whole share today was learn Lila Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer, Ben Benjamin HaKohen.